Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to the AD Sports Show today. We're coming to you live. I want to bring you a Legends Edition or Classic Edition of NBA Finals Talk today. The finals are when the legends become a legend. That's when they step it up. That's when their play on the court goes above and beyond anything you saw during the regular season. That's where Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and Larry Bird made their name. That's where they cut it. And we see that in the playoffs happening this year. Stephen Curry's close to appearing on the margins of that list. But when you talk about the Mount Rushmore of NBA players, I'd have to begin with the point guard, Magic Johnson. If I were to put four guys on my Mount Rushmore, I want Magic to be the head guy, dishing, finding the open man, finding the slashing Jordan, because your point guard is like your quarterback. You got to have a leader. And Magic may not be the biggest scorer, may not grab the most boards, but he is that ball handler. He is that guy who knows where all four guys are on the court. He's got eyes in the back of his head, on the sides of his temple, and, of course, in front of him. He sees it all, and he'll get it to the person for the open shot. Moving on, you got to put Jordan next. Not ranking these guys as one and two. Obviously, Jordan, to me, is the player who's ever played, ever lived. But Jordan would be your shooting guard. He'd be the guy, again, get it on the slash or just let him set it up himself. He can create. As he moved on in his older years, he tended to utilize a fadeaway jump shot. Nobody could stop it. Rather than baseline, elbow, he had a way of backing you down, getting the shot he wanted. Not even LeBron would have been able to block Jordan's shot on a consistent basis. My three-man, my small forward, would be Bird, Larry Bird. Even LeBron would struggle with Larry in the post. Larry had a way of getting a shot up, making sure no one could block it. Had a unique way of shooting the ball, placing it above his head so no one could touch it. Could not only shoot the post shot, he could shoot the three-point shot. Also, he could create and dazzle and come up with ways with right or left hand to twist the ball, make sure it would fall in the bucket. Besides Larry, moving down the list, LeBron would be at my four spot, my power forward. We see what he's done this playoff. They say he might get the NBA Finals MVP, even if his team doesn't win. And I would have no problem with that. He has been the best player on the court. Came out yesterday in the press conference, said he was the best player. I have no problem with that. Because some people would say, well, that's not humility, but hey, it is authenticity. It is telling it the way it is. He is the best. He knows he's the best and doesn't mind saying it. He's been the best for a while, so that's why I'm okay with it. I don't see how anybody would doubt that or say anything against it. My number five spot would go to, I'm not going to talk a lot about LeBron because we see him every day. My number five spot as far as the center would go to Dr. J, Julius Erving. That's my top five of all time. I know you might debate whether Kareem Abdul-Jabbar should be in there or Wilt Chamberlain or Bill Russell, and they're all great players. There is really no right or wrong answers when you ask and answer the question, who's the best five, what best NBA team of all time could you put out there? It just becomes a matter of likes and dislikes. What you want to see if you were to assemble a team, I'm more of a flash guy, so that's why I want Dr. J in there. He not only could rebound, he could do unbelievable things like a wizard, like someone leading a circus, a ringmaster, with the ball like no one else could do. He could go up with one hand, right or left, take the ball from its peak all the way down below his waist and come up again and do whatever he wanted to with it. He could wrap it around his body, he could wrap it around in the front and then bring it from the side and, again, dunk it over someone. He just had a way of doing things with the ball that you don't even see in today's game. Today's game's become small ball. Put five guys on the court, 6'9" or lower, and they all shoot threes today. I like what they said about Stephen Curry last night in the game. He's already jacked up more threes than they did all teams combined in the 1980 playoffs. He did that by himself. Just himself shot more threes than all the teams in the 1980 playoffs. I think he said downtown Freddie Brown had 10 threes in the entire 1980 playoffs. I remember that name, downtown Freddie Brown. Go around calling people that, but you didn't even know who it was or what it stood for. I found out last night that was the three-point shooter from 1980 playoffs. Well, question in and of itself, who are the best five? What's the best team of all time? But I want to ask this, as far as getting away from individual players and styles of play, who is the best NBA team of all time? How would they fare against each other? Well, it's a tough question to answer because when you look at it, you've got different teams with different maturity levels and different star players, and they seem to change every 5 years or so. You lose a star player, you gain a star player. So what I'm saying is, I would see no problem whatsoever with LeBron and D. Wade and Chris Bosh's Miami Heat team that won the championship a few years ago, defeating Jordan and Pippen's 91 Bulls. Why? Because that was their first championship. They were just coming on the scene. They had matured up to that point to win that championship. And we're talking about LeBron and his prime. We're talking about a D. Wade that could still jump. We're talking about a Bosh who could set up for the three or post up. So I like that Heat team. I don't think the Bulls would have been able to match up with Bosh. I think Jordan could have handled Wade and limited maybe even to 15 a game because Jordan was amazing at defense. They wouldn't have been able to stop LeBron. Jordan would have tried to double, and that's one of Jordan's weaknesses is he often – took a big risk and would leave his man to try to create a steal or create havoc, leaving his guy open sometimes for an open shot if the other person could get the ball to the open man that he left. But most of the time his calculations paid off. We saw that in his last finals when he stole the ball from Karl Malone and then hit the game-winning shot over Byron Russell. Most times Jordan's moves paid off, but if you'll watch his game closely, not only was he human, he did miss shots. He also had a time here and there where he created an opportunity for the other team to take advantage and even win the game. Thankfully for him, though, and that's why he's a legend, things usually went his way. But if you'll look at that matchup again, it's Bosh that I think makes the difference in that matchup. Pippen would have guarded LeBron, and LeBron would have done his work. Right? It wouldn't have mattered. He still would have posted Pippen, scored points and whatever he wanted to do on Pips, even though Pip was a great player. Well, looking at Jordan's 97-98 team, however, would have been a different story. They would have swept the Heat 4-0, in my opinion. I mean, you're adding a Dennis Rodman who can jump out of the roof, create havoc himself, get rebounds. They won 72 games. Those latter Jordan years were better than his former years as far as team play. And I don't see hardly any team other than, say, the 86 Celtics, giving those 98 Bulls a run for their money. Those Celtics were a team of themselves that was amazing to watch. Maybe Larry Bird has an off game. Well, they still got a contingent of players you've got to deal with. anytime you say you've got a Parrish and Mikhail, Danny Ainge, and other players on the floor that can space it out, create their own shot, the team play was just what it was all about in those days. Post and pass, give and go, that's what made the Lakers a great team, too. I mean, the Lakers were better with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar than they were without him. If it was just Magic and Worthy, they couldn't beat Jordan and his Bulls in 91. But you put a Kareem in there, I think they win that game. You know, it would have been nice to see what happened had Magic and Larry been able to stay three more years, those years of 92, 93, and 94. Would Hakeem the Dream have even gotten his ring in 94? I don't know. I mean, Magic and Bird, if healthy, and although that was their latter years, yeah, that'd been a good question. What about if Michael played in 94 and his team went up against Hakeem? Sorry, Dream, no ring. It wouldn't have happened for you. So, I mean, there's all kind of questions that come into play. I mean, Magic matured from 1980 to 1992 before he left the game. Larry did as well. So it's not about answering the question and saying who's the best player of all time. You know, that comes into a very opinionated style of question, because you've got to say, well, who played with this person to make them look as good as they look? For instance, Jordan couldn't win a championship. He couldn't get past the Pistons until Pippen matured and became the player he needed to become. Same with the greats. I mean, LeBron can't do it this year until he gets the Kevin Love or Kyrie Irving as an all-star back into the play. He needs help. So asking who's the greatest player, who's the greatest team, is a lot of factors that come into this. That's why it's best to label the greatest players at their position rather than just label the greatest player, because that's what basketball is. Basketball is a team game. If you want me to, you know, just call the shots and put them on the blacktop, yeah, I like Jordan. I couldn't go against Jordan if we're just going to go one-on-one. But that's not what basketball is. Basketball is a team game. And that's what the NBA Finals are about, finding out who's got the best team. I mean, there were some great teams that we don't want to forget about with Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain and Dr. J's teams. But if you're asking me the greatest team of all time, I think it comes down to probably the Bulls. Some would say LeBron and Kevin Love and Kyrie will win over 70 games for all help. But I don't know if they would win 70 games if they're healthy. That's a tough question to ask. But I hope you enjoyed this Legends edition for the NBA Finals. Y'all have a good one.